power utility Eskom should be placed under business rescue. This comes after the Congress of the South African Trade Union proposed that Eskom debt be reduced by using government pension fund savings. FEDUSA Acting General Secretary Rafida Etchem says saving Eskom should not come at expense of workers. And lastly, the commemoration of this historic day, KwaZulu-Natal, will open a Mandela multi-purpose and exhibition center at the site in Howick where Mandela was captured. This year marks the 30th anniversary of when Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela was released from prison after 27 years behind bars. The KZN Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs spokesperson, Senzelo Mzila, says the center will be a place for people to learn about Madiba's liberation history and values. And taking a look at your financial indicators, the dollar is trading at 15 rand 3 cents, the euro is at 19 rand 42 cents, one British pound will cost you 16 rand 45 cents. Gold is selling at $1,572.14 a fine ounce. And in your weather, Johannesburg is scattered thunderstorms with temperatures peaking at 26 degrees and expected low of 13 degrees. Recapping your top stories this hour, Hawks arrest suspects for possession of elephant tusks. For UJFM News, I'm Dominique Machola. More news updates to follow at 5:30.
UJFM Traffic.
It's just gone 3 minutes after the third and final hour of the UJFM Drive today, and I'm about to give you your second last traffic update on the UJFM Drive. Let's start off in Lombardy East on Modderfontein Road. It is said that traffic lights are not working at Currie Road. And again in Sandton on the M1 northbound, a stationary vehicle will be found just near the Marlborough Drive exit. It's causing some queue in traffic. Please do approach with caution, otherwise find an alternative route. In Midrand on Lever Road on the southbound, it is said that an obstruction is causing some heavy moving traffic just towards the Olifantsfontein Road. And in North Riding on Malibonga Drive, traffic lights are said to be not working at Epsom Avenue. In Honeydew on Bears Nordia Drive, traffic lights are not working at Juice Street. And the second last update that I have for you is in Tulisa Park, South Rand Road. Traffic lights are not working at Tennyson Drive. And last but not least, an update in Ormonde, M1 southbound. A stationary vehicle is there just before the Xavier Street exit. It is causing some